in this show is explicit. A lot of my language is explicit, but I still explicitly hope that you'll listen to Musish with Kron Fused, which is coming up next. If you also want to be a part of the show, we accept ideas for improvs. You can email me at cronfused@gmail.com. That's cronfused@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media everywhere with the same name. That's it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't be surprised when I say bad words. Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of Musish with your host, Kron Fused, a.k.a. Puff Puff Pass the Magic Wizard. Who is Puff Puff Pass the Magic Wizard? Well, in the 42nd year of so-called planet Earth's final formation, a northern wind blew some sparkling chunks of magma off the floating space rock and into the atmosphere. There, those glittering bits became stuck in a dank purple puff of cosmic dust, combusting on impact. The force was so great that in the wake of its spectacular crashing was left a little baby being, confused himself. Growing steadily older and sillier, Puff passed through the cosmos, surviving by scavenging magic and sweets, and thanks to the unpredictable kindness of nature. After maturing from a passive mass of cosmic energy into a badass babe of being, Puff Puff passed the magic wizard, confused the most smoky, wafted into their power. It was then that the pull of Rad drew Puff through a portal to Beleria and on to the Wizard's Council. Now a benevolent force of sweetness in the universe, Smokey moves in the same surprisingly enjoyable manner in which they were created. Fun fact, Puff Puff Pass the Magic Wizard confused the most smoky can be conjured when good bud is combined with potent radness, or when a stoner reaches a poetic level of chill. No one knows the exact incantation, but it does end with a powerfully concerning cough. Good bud can be substituted with your actual buds. Kind bud, old Toby, Westman's weed, hot, Mary Jane, reefer, the devil's lettuce, funny fags, spliffs, that ooey, jazz cigarettes, grass, hydro, chronic, weed, sticky icky, dank, blunts, doobies, bungalows, greens, or cannabis. On today's episode, Kron Fused and other weirdos like me. Yep, that's right, I'm Kron Fused. Me, aka Julie B, aka Silly Vanilli, aka the person hoping that you enjoy CITR and Musish and all the other rad programming enough to want to donate or share our fundraising efforts, because we need your help. We have some money from grants, some money from UBC, but a lot of money comes from donations. We, as producers and hosts and programmers and people involved with CITR, pay a little bit of money every year to get to enjoy the services provided by CITR, but that is not nearly enough to cover all the gaps in funding that we want to do to use our platform for the best possible means, which means asking y'all for money if you have it. If you don't, please consider coming to either the kickoff party, which I believe is yesterday, well, hopefully you went to it, and the wrap-up party will be on February 8th at the Red Gate, I believe. If it's not there, it'll be all over CITR social media and website, so please check those out, and please join us if you can. We really hope that you enjoy what we do enough to support us financially, and if you can't support us financially, just keep listening, keep sharing, and keep being your wonderfully inspiring selves. This week, I have got a long-form episode for you. It's a bit of a meditation, prediction, and hope that you will sail into the next year with as much inspiration and dopeness as possible. You know, as someone who goes by Cronfused, I feel like an authority on what elevates people. And by elevates, I mean, yes, makes you feel all dreamy and groovy inside. And I truly hope that you feel grooviness in whatever you're going to do. Hope you spread that groove into the world and make other folks around you feel good, darn it. And if you can't manage that, well, heck, I'm honestly just proud of you for making it through the hellscape that is the present day. Truly, it is a wonder to be alive in a modern day. Many other periods of time, most other periods of time, were terrible. I can't speak for pre-colonial times. They might have been lovely. Might have been quite a bit of dopeness there as well, let's be real. But, you know, we, in this time, can take advantage of a lot, and we could also do a lot to think of who was here pre-colonially, who is here currently as stewards and rightful claimants of the land. And wherever you're listening, whatever corner you're listening to this from, just be aware of whose land you're on and where you came from as well. Very interesting things to think about as we carve out our space in this groove called life. Now, let's get on with our group meditation and our little bit of audio magic, shall we? I hope you've been enjoying this past year of programming from CITR. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope that above all else, you stay inspired. Thank you so much for listening to Musish. I am Cronfused, and this is it's about to get weird, my friends.
We can try real hard, take a stand. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
In the context of Vancouver's opioid crisis, CITR would like to take a moment to share some harm reduction strategies.
Try not to do drugs alone. When going out, let friends know what drugs you're taking and make sure someone has a naloxone kit. If you're able to, get your drugs tested before taking them.
Avoid mixing opioids with alcohol or stimulants. Remember that opioids can include painkillers prescribed by a doctor, and it's possible for any drugs to be contaminated with opioids.
Learn the signs of opioid overdose, which include, but are not limited to, unresponsiveness or unconsciousness, inability to speak, breathing that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, heartbeat that is slow, erratic, or has stopped completely, skin tone that has turned blue or gray, choking or gurgling sounds.
If you think someone is overdosing, call 911 immediately. Start rescue breathing and administer naloxone if you have it. You cannot get in trouble for being on drugs, so always call 911 in an emergency.
For more information about naloxone kits and training, visit towardtheheart.com.
Thank you and stay safe.
Your time is a weapon, babe. Misbehave, you gotta say. It's a real treat if you just work a little while to
go in the dirt and work your heart out for your goal into the world. Your powers are irrelevant in the world I spent going heaven sent. It's true, it's the truth. You gotta go into it blind with your time. Just take it as now, lay it down and look around. Say it's real great just to be on the ground today. Hey, I survived and that's right, okay. I did a really good thing by just surviving this whole thing called being alive. And that's an accomplishment to me. I'd say that's a talent, baby. That's accomplished things to me. I'd say you're a talent, baby. Your talent is aggressive, babe. Misbehave, you gotta save yourself. No one else is gonna help. Misbehave, you gotta save yourself. No one else is gonna help. Your talent is aggressive, babe. Misbehave.
Choose to directly perceive my own inner being and turn within the kindness and compassion. Perceive myself through the eyes of unconditional love. I now choose to directly perceive my own inner being. I now choose to directly perceive my own inner beauty and I now take any contact.
What wild, unconventional voice is calling you? Can you hear it? It is so different and so unusual, it might be hard to decipher. Like hearing an unfamiliar language for the first time, it might be hard to discern with great clarity now, but there is an affinity between you and this strangely beautiful newness seeking to manifest. This oracle says there is a stirring at the deepest level within you. Something new will break through you, and the process of this birth may be a shock to you. This shock will transform into a great joy and a sense of tremendous liberation. But you must bear that strangeness first. That strangeness might be something that rattles your beliefs about yourself and your world, daring you to become more yourself, more open to where life is leading you, and more willing to be the unique, sacred art being crafted by the hand of the universal creator. Nature never shies away from strange beauty. She allows for endless diversity, and her sacred works are often peculiar and stunning. You live in within her field of creative grace, especially created work that also creates. You're asked to surrender any fear you may have of being seen as exotic, unusual, eccentric, or bizarre. You are being asked to make peace with strange beauty and to let it happen through you in creative flow. Perhaps you need to allow your conventional idea of beauty to become even more inspired and open. Perhaps you can allow your need for the world to behave according to your fixed ideas to fall away. you will receive so much more in its place. This oracle comes with a special message for you. There are rumblings and stirrings of the creative life force happening now, deep in the undercurrents of your being. If you are very attuned or sensitive, you may have consciously felt this already with excitement, discomfort, or both. If you have not yet sensed these inner stirrings, they are happening all the same. So be on the lookout for the big shift of new birth, the shock of the new, the unconventional, the strangely beautiful and disturbing liberation of that which is foreign, stepping into your life. This is life creating the stage upon which you will experience greater fulfillment. Don't be nervous if the rumbling of change turns into a mighty roar that boasts, bursts forth as a novel idea and changes things in a way that is out of your control. This is life happening. Free fall into it. The oracle of the shock of the new comes to you saying the old way is out. You are being invited, dragged, nurtured, and coerced into the new, and you can handle it. This oracle brings you guidance. You are about to encounter something new and different in your life. This is helpful. Don't reject it. No matter how small or insignificant or how powerful and life-changing it may seem to be, you are being asked to dispense with your reliance on the past and what has been your tools to navigate life. You have outgrown your old methods. You will fly by the seat of your pants, so to speak, and you will experiment with new ways to be. Life will show you the way. Life will show you. I am supported. Through the shock of the new, I accept the beauty in all of its foreign and strange into me, as I know it is bringing me new gifts, wisdom, and life experiences, and creative inspiration. Through unconditional love, so be it.
Tried to tell you from right
better if you get real high and actually it's not just because it rhymes with tea, but it makes life easy if you don't take it seriously. Take it from me once again, my friend, I wouldn't tell you if I was lying. Yeah, I am free.
Choose to directly perceive my own inner beauty and turn within with kindness and compassion to see myself through the eyes of unconditional love.
I'm lining my life with silver, babes. Yeah, you'll find me in a play, going on about my way like every day. It's not raining, but you know I'm on the coast. Every day is cloudy most. Any day you'll find me living like I'm a sunny beam of joy. It might annoy most of you, but it's true. Pretty hard to be blue when you've been through what I do. I say, hey. okay and I shake it all off okay, but then other times I gotta cry and make a mistake. I gotta say, God damn, this life ain't so grand. I gotta go and take my fucking head right out of the sand. I gotta say that shit is ignorant and then hope that I really don't mess with your shit either, man. Not part of my plan. You gotta understand, I've been healing since before I could stand. And I know that you are grieving all the life I can't have. But instead I'll just do the very best that I can to find the silver lining and get on my way again. Every day you'll find me making silver lining, a happy life ever after. Find me nicely. Isn't it nice to live so happy and free? Every day you'll find me making silver lining, silver lining, mining the day for the best. Every now and then life still throws me a test of a mess, and it's true, I will do what I do, cry, then I'll try just to make it on through by finding a step or asking friends for help too. I do just whatever I gotta do to get up. I give a fuck. Every day you'll find me, I'll be mining, lining, trying to find that silver in finding, and fine, it's fine for me. I'm happy and I'm fine, you will see I'm vibing, cause every day I'm mining for that silver lining. Every day I'm mining for that silver lining. still humming a memory's melody. I'm buzzing with electricity. The soft aftershock of you touching me. Still, I wonder what impression I leave. So ticklish, I squirm when we hold hands. Secretly stitching my heart on your sleeve. Until both our big dreams become our plans. Still, when late nights turn to early mornings, I always sleep best if it's beside you. It's you who finds my touch most warming. Love ever after becomes simply true. Turning silver lining into sunbeams with you, this merry life is such a dream. I'm so lucky to be me, can't you see? You're really fortunate to be you too. Even if you can't see that, it is true, because you get to be a human-ish boo. Oh, don't you know it's so old that finds you every time your head is hanging real low. But it's okay to cry any day you feel some kind of way, just breathe it out. If breathing turns into a sob, that's okay. And if you're cleaning habits, it's all okay. And if you get a bit sloppy, that's okay. If you're a sloth, that's okay. It's okay to be okay. To get down to that fire.
Just know that it was paid in button for
by yours true. Me, it's me. Yeah, truly be, I'm gonna be the richest bee that you ever seen. Just dripping in honey, and I mean presently, 'cause my life is so sweet, and that's the truth thing to see. From me to you, I said it's true for me, and it is true for you too, if you want it to be. And you are lucky that it could happen if you set yourself free.
Money for me, riches and plenty, and also for you, we will be green enough to get. Money for me, riches and plenty, and also for you, we will be green enough to get. Money for me, riches and plenty, and also for you, we will be green enough to get. Money for me, riches and plenty, and also for you, we will be green enough to get. Money for me. Money for me. So for you.
Dollars are not worth more than your community, and that truly your time and benevolence are the most powerful force in the land, in the universe, in the expanding conscious available space that we have access to. Our kindness, our love is pure magma, pure energetic light in the truest sense, and holy dang, my friends, is that ever groovy? Is that ever powerful? And you know what? I don't care if you don't have money. I don't care if you don't have time. If you have someone that you've hugged, or you've given a shoulder to, or you've made a cup of tea for, God damn it, you are charitable. You are a sweet soul, and you are that force I am talking about. Capitalism be damned, you are the future. Take a stand for yourself, if no one else, and turn that kindness inward once in a while.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting.
Dearly beloved, tis I, Gak, from Exploding Head Movies. It's fun drive time again here at CITR. The one time each year we ask for your support to help us keep local, independent, and alternative voices on the air. CITR has been a part of your life now for 85 years, and we'd like to keep at it for another 85.